Unit 9, Exercise 2.
We are here to talk about school and all the stuff connected with it. I've invited two students, Kate and Peter, who will share their opinions on education. The first thing I would like to ask you about is, are exams too stressful?
I don't think so. I like doing exams, and I usually do quite well in them. They motivate me to study. In my opinion, they are a good way to check your progress.
I think they are. I prefer to have a process of continual assessment. I can work all year and not have to cram at the last minute. I hate exams.
What do you think about kids taking part in extra lessons after school?
I don't think this is a factor in helping to improve education around the world. I think if children take extra lessons after school, it's either a sign that the school system is not working properly and that children are not learning anything, or education is very competitive in that country.
I'm afraid that's not quite true. Ambitious parents have always spent extra money on after-school classes, and so it does improve the level of education.
I'll have to disagree on that one.
Is the introduction of computers to school a good idea? Do students need them?
I can't help thinking that having computers in the classroom doesn't really make any difference. They don't make students listen. They are just another tool in the process, like chalk and the blackboard.
Oh, I can't agree with that. I think that computers link the students to the web, where they can find out all sorts of information they need. It helps students do better in exams.
So here comes the next question. Is distance learning as effective as attending a college?
This depends on the individual student to some extent. I like to learn in a class with other students. I think talking about the subject with others helps me learn. You can't do this with distance learning.
It depends on the subject matter, in my opinion. Some subjects can be taught online and some can't. When I am learning a language, I need other students to practice with.
Should students be able to choose their own lessons?
I would say that around the world, very few students are able to choose their lessons. So I don't think this could have a very positive impact on education.
I've come to the same conclusion. I don't know in which countries this applies. It's a nice idea, but most students have to follow a fixed curriculum.
After your graduation from school, will you do more studies or apply for a job?
I think it is necessary these days to get a degree after school, and sometimes even 2 degrees before you can find a job. So I will continue to study.
I'll apply for a job, but if I don't get one straight away, then I'll do a vocational training course.
Do qualifications help people to get better jobs?
They definitely do. It's quite difficult to get any kind of job unless you have good qualifications.
The job market is very competitive, and just out of school, it's really almost impossible to get a good job. You need to go to university.